Lloyd Washington is president of the Durkeyville Historical Society. He's walking around J.P. Small Memorial Stadium, a place he says he's been coming to since he was a kid.
My vision of this place is to eventually have a major league ball game here in this site.
That's a long way from when
it was scheduled to be demolished in 1970.
But over the years, the city has been renovating the stadium bit by bit, until Jacksonville Representative Tracy Davis and Senator Audrey Gibson recently helped secure $500,000 to fund new lighting, drainage, a community weight room. But Washington is a historian. He's most excited about using some of the dollars to expand the small museum attached to the stadium.
It's a big story to tell.
The field was built in the early 1900s and rebuilt after a fire in the 30s. It was the home field for an all-black Jacksonville baseball team, the Red Caps, in the late 1930s. Lots of other teams in what was called the Negro League also played here.
So you had players from Babe Ruth to Hank Aaron play in this place. So that history alone is amazing.
A lot of that is told in the current exhibit, but Lloyd says there's more for people to learn. For instance, James Weldon Johnson and his brother John Rosamond Johnson, known for writing what's referred to as the Black National Anthem.
Lift every voice and sing.
They played ball on this field. Washington wants the field to become a tourist destination. The renovation will take place over the summer. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.